KORN News Radio Sports, I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Major League Baseball from last night, a wild finish in the Bronx as the New York Yankees, they would score the game-winning run on a wild pitch in the bottom of the ninth. They would score three times in the ninth as the Yankees end a five-game losing streak, beating the LA Angels 11-10. Aaron Judge and Trent Grisham would both homer twice for New York. Meanwhile, the Angels, they would get two home runs and five RBIs from Mike Trout in the loss. Pittsburgh's Paul Skeens allowed one hit over six innings as the Pirates, they would defeat Washington 16-5. Pittsburgh's Brandon Lau became the first Pirates player since 1920 to have at least five RBIs in back-to-back games. Pittsburgh broke the game open last night with 10 runs in the sixth inning. Philadelphia's Kyle Schwarber hit two home runs, drove in three, while Christopher Sanchez picked up the win going six innings as the Phillies defeated the Chicago Cubs 13-7. The Dodgers' Justin Robleski pitched two-hit ball over a career-high eight innings as the Dodgers shut out the Mets 4-0. The Dodgers, they've got the best record in baseball at 12-4. They lead the NL West. Meanwhile, the Mets have lost six in a row. They've been shut out now four times already this season. Cleveland would get home runs from Angel Martinez and Brian Rocchio as the Guardians would beat the St. Louis Cardinals 9-3. The Cardinals' Jordan Walker, though, would hit his major league leading eighth home run. Seattle's Josh Naylor broke out of an early season slump with two home runs, leading the Mariners over Houston 6-2 to complete a four-game sweep. Naylor entered the game yesterday with just a 102 batting average. Baltimore Orioles would rally from a six-run deficit to beat Arizona 9-7. Orioles would get a grand slam, plus a solo home run from Jeremiah Jackson. Also, first baseman Pete Alonso delivered a go-ahead two-run home run. Arizona led 7-1 in the sixth inning. They would get home runs from Ketel Marte and Nolan Arenado. Nathan Eovaldi allowed three hits in seven shutout innings as Texas ended the Athletics' five-game winning streak with an 8-1 victory over the A's. Jake Berger of Texas also hit two home runs last night and drove in four. In the Miami Marlins, they defeated the Atlanta Braves 10-4. Atlanta first baseman Matt Olson played his 799th consecutive game yesterday. That now passes Nelly Fox for the 11th longest games played streak in Major League history. For more sports, we've got you covered online all the time at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.